It is the Monday edition of the show. We're kicking off hour number one, and as always, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Well, it looks like there's more bad news out of Washington, D.C. It was the last week. It was the last week for Congress to be in session, I guess, before the elections. So they pushed out a whole bunch of really bad legislation all at the last moment, which is why we continue to bring you bad news on top of bad news. This time, they went through with their proposed online gambling ban. Yes, that's right. Now, it's not just something that applies to Washington State, because the Washington State government did this earlier in 2006, earlier this year. Now it is nationwide. Here's a story from Reuters. Online gaming firms face their biggest ever crisis on Monday after U.S. Congress passed legislation to end internet gaming in the United States, threatening jobs and wiping £3.5 billion off of share prices. Britain's Party Gaming PLC, operator of leading internet poker site PartyPoker.com and rivals Sporting Bet and 888 PLC, said they would likely pull out of the United States, their biggest source of revenue.
I wouldn't doubt that.
And warned on future profits. Mitch Garber, CEO of Party Gaming, said this development is a significant setback for our company, our shareholders, our players, and our industry. Not to mention freedom. Not to mention liberty, the
right
setback for the your freedom to be able to take the money that you've earned doing whatever you do and spend it in the way that you want. The U.S. government is
right
saying that
it's,
you can't do that anymore.
It's your money. You should be able to spend it on whatever you want to spend it on. And I don't understand why these 435 drunken sailors in Washington, D.C. have anything to do with that. But apparently they do.
Well, they know what's right, Mark, and they know what's best. And they're going to tell you, at the point of a gun, what is and what is not best. Now, you might think that there's going to be a way to get around this. And I'm sure there will be.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
I don't know what it is yet.
But it's just going to make it harder, and it's just going to make it cost more.
Right. I don't know what it is yet, but the tricky part about the bill that they've passed here is this. The House of Representatives and Senate unexpectedly approved a bill on Saturday that would make it illegal for banks and credit card companies to make payments to online gambling sites. So the onus here is not on you as to, you shouldn't go to these websites, Mark. The onus is on the credit card companies and operators here in the United States to not actually to approve these transactions. Because when you go to the site and you enter in your credit card information, the credit card company has to, there's a verification process that goes on. They check your credit, you check your card to make sure it's okay. There's numbers that are passed back and forth, identifiers, identifying information of the agency doing the checking, the agency who's performing the check, and all that. And so essentially, the law is going to be in, it's going to be involved at that point. So you're still going to be able to go to these gambling websites. I don't think there's a portion of the bill that is going to block the sites or anything like that from your internet provider. It's just that if you've got a credit card that's been issued in the United States, if your bank account is in the United States, those are the companies that are going to suffer the consequences if they allow the transactions to go through. So you, as an individual, may not actually suffer any consequences per se. I don't know. I haven't read the bill. I'm just talking about just the little that I understand about it.
So can I apply for a credit card in Canada, get a Canadian credit card, and then gamble via that?
I'm thinking that may be the way around it. The measure was sent to President Bush to sign into law, which most analysts see as a certainty. Quote, we believe this will have a very material impact on the long-term prospects of online gambling and, in particular, poker. This will lead to a rapid decline of the use of online poker sites. Party gaming generates.
Know, gambling should go back to the hands of the mob anyway. I think that this legislation's clearly here to protect the mob.
I think that's an interesting viewpoint. I mean, it makes sense, really, because up until now, the mafia pretty much was in control of any sort of gambling activities, and then the pesky internet got involved and started taking business away from it. So they had to do something. Right? Get their pals in Congress to pass a new law, reinsuring profits.
They must have these politicians in their pockets.
Party Gaming.
The only thing that can that makes sense to me.
Party Gaming generates about 78% of its revenue from the United States.
Wow.
While Sporting Bet gets about 62% there. Shares in Party Gaming, which rakes in, their shares fell. Crackdown. Online gambling exploded in 2005 with a string of high-profile company flotations in London, which has become the industry's corporate center, likely because it's probably illegal to register a corporation like that in the United States. That's just a guess. The bulk of revenue has always come from the United States, but operators were located offshore in jurisdictions like Costa Rica due to fears of prosecution in the United States, where gaming and betting laws had been ambiguous. Shares on Sporting Bet and Bet on Sports have been hammered recently after executives have been arrested in the United States. Meanwhile, big American gaming corporations like Las Vegas-based Harrah's Entertainment were forced to sit on the sidelines as gaming money streamed out of the country.
They didn't like that.
Poor babies. Party Gaming said in a statement...
So maybe it wasn't the mob, it's the casinos.
Which, allegedly, at least have been run by the mob in the past.
At least, yeah, were started by the mob.
If the president signs the act into law, the company will suspend all real money gaming business with U.S. residents. Any such suspension would also result in the group's financial performance falling significantly. And then they go on to really just analyze the business side of things, which essentially the short version is these companies are screwed.
Right. Oh, yeah, man. I mean, can you imagine trying to do... Now they're going to have to operate outside of the law, essentially. They're going to have to, at the very least, go around the law. The law says that credit card companies in the United States can't do business with online gambling, so they're at the very
credit cards and banks.
They're at the very least going to have to set up credit cards outside of the United States. And I don't know what that means for those credit card companies. If I get a Canadian credit card and I run it up, run up the limit, say $2,000 or
something,
like that, and
then
decide I don't want to pay, what can they do?
So I guess the question is, will Canadian credit card issuers actually want to issue cards to people in the United States? Is that going to be worth their risk? I mean, can they operate collections effectively from a different country?
I don't know.
If you're somebody with an international credit card, if you're somebody who has a credit card in a country that you don't live in, I'd be interested to know what that's like. I mean, how different is that for you? How easy was it to get? I mean, because presumably the only thing they'll be using these cards for is the online gambling, though I suppose if it's just as good as any other card, they could charge other things on it. So maybe this will result in a bunch of business going outside of the United States, a bunch of credit card processing, because those credit card companies, I mean... Don't forget, they're making money, too. Yeah, the gambling companies are making 78%, 69% of their total budget off of United States players. But remember, every time that charge goes through, there's a 3% profit for the credit card company involved there.
Right.
So that's some significant money for that those banks are going to be losing at this point. It's a shame they didn't step to the plate and fight this a little harder.
Banks, the banks are so deeply in bed with our government that there's no way that they would
step forward
on this.
Sure, and this is probably just a drop in the bucket anyway. I mean, it's just one of the areas that they're making a percentage on. So, I mean, I guess if you could sign up for a credit card in another country, maybe what you'll have to do is get like one of those prepaid cards, you know, where you pump money from a bank account over here into a prepaid card issued in another country, because then there'd be no way for the bank account over here to know what you were pumping that money into that prepaid card for. They wouldn't know what your purpose was.
Not really, no.
You could be buying all sorts of things. There's no way to tell.
I did use a credit card in a foreign country before, and, you know, it worked. That's all I can tell you. So, I mean, they wouldn't necessarily know what the charges were for.
Well, while
they
could
suspect, but why would they care?
While there's definitely going to be a workaround here, it's going to be a workaround, and it's going to take some effort.
And it's going to cost money.
Well, what's it going to cost?
It's going to cost the consumer money.
To get the extra card?
To whatever the workaround is.
I suppose. It may be just a matter of applying for a card. I mean, maybe these internet gambling casinos will partner up with a company or something like that that's going to easily issue cards. They might try and make it as easy as they possibly can, but
I'm sure they will.
Who knows what the next step is going to be? I mean, as this workaround comes about, and it will, I mean, they're still going to lose a lot of business because people aren't going to want to go through those hoops. They're not going to want to jump through those hoops. But enough people probably will to make it worthwhile for these companies. But then again, once this workaround comes about, maybe they'll just pass another law. Maybe the new law will be a website ban, a ban that will be enforced on internet service providers. Because they're not enforcing it on the individuals. They're enforcing it on the companies that are making this possible.
Right.
So they've banned the banks from interacting with gambling companies. Now maybe they're going to ban Comcast and Verizon and all the internet access companies.
They could just make a monopoly with the mob. You can only do gambling with the mob.
More on the way, including a smoking ban coming up. Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 2nd, 2006. Gold opened at $601.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $634.17. Again, that's $634.17 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for a seal of approval. They in turn lend it back to us, and we the people are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. And that includes the archives. There's an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. You just go and download it. I mean, if it's nothing. It costs you just the time it takes to click a link. There's no hoops to jump through. There's no registration process. It's just plain old free, the way a good talk show website should be. Freetalklive.com. Plus,
and the ones that aren't free are bad talk shows.
Well, you know, they could be better. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, by the way. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Still some final thoughts on this gambling ban that the United States, your representatives, have passed, and it's now heading to George Bush for a signature.
Does that mean the senators have passed it also?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
When you're saying representatives, you mean people that have been elected to represent us, not
that's what
in
I
fact
mean.
The representatives.
Yes, that's right. It's on Bush's desk for a signature. It's definitely going to get the signature. And essentially, it blocks banks and credit card companies, online payment processors, processors located in the United States from processing payments to online gambling companies. Now, it makes me wonder. I mean, are they going to come down on all online gambling eventually? For instance, there are websites.
I would think so.
There are websites like Deadpool's, where you can go and, for instance, if you think that who's an old guy, George Bush. I guess he's not that old. George Bush Senior. You could bet. You could place a bet on when you think George Bush Senior is going to kick the bucket, or you know some other oldster, or even a young person. I mean. If you bet that Mark Edge is going to die within the next year, and you pass away, Mark, and you've put a little bit of money down on that, you could make a lot of money because it's not expected that you're going to pass away.
It would be unlikely that I would pass away.
You're young, you're in your mid-30s, very unlikely. But, you know, so the older somebody gets, the more likely...
I feel like a spring chicken.
Anyway, there are Deadpools all around the Internet, and there are Deadpools that are done, I guess, off the Internet, but nowadays it makes it easier. So are they going to crack down on Deadpools? Are they going to crack down on... people placing bets. I don't know. What are some of the other ways people can bet online?
I know that you can pass. You can place bets on legislation. You can place bets on all kinds of things.
Really?
Yeah.
So how far are they going to go with this? It only remains to be seen. And they just love to ban things that people enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Maybe they're dangerous. Maybe they aren't. Maybe people can develop bad habits.
What's dangerous about gambling? I suppose you can spend all your money.
Yeah. You can mortgage your house.
Well, a big deal.
You could sell yourself for prostitution and then
it's my
get
house.
Extra cash.
I should be able to mortgage it if I want to.
Well, you should. But these people want to cut you off at the pass and prevent you from making your own mistakes. But even while there may be a few people who will make mistakes with their gambling habits, there are still millions of individuals that just do it for fun. They're not going overboard. They're not spending their life savings. They take a set amount of money. Somebody like me, for instance. Not that I gamble very often, but if I'm going to do it, I start with a set amount of money, and I won't spend any more, or I won't lose any more than that set amount of
what
money.
What have you gambled on?
It's not much. Not much.
Tell me about what you've gambled on.
I don't know. Here and there. There's just been a little bit here and there.
What? On websites?
No, not on websites. Just, I don't know. There's like those there's those gambling machines. We went to the arcade, and there were some gambling machines in there.
Which arcade?
There's an arcade down in Florida. We went to an arcade, and there was... like a blackjack
game. So you gambled for tokens.
Yeah.
I see.
That's gambling, isn't it?
Yeah.
I had to spend the money to get the tokens.
It's true.
Right? Anyway.
And then the more tokens you have, the more tickets you can win, and then you can get a little fuzzy bite. You are a madman, I'll tell you.
Well, my point is, there are millions of people that enjoy online gambling and regular gambling as a fun activity.
Smoke-filled room. I'll raise you one fuzzy bunny for a little yellow chickadee.
Yes, indeed. My point is still valid. There are millions of people that gamble for fun, and they don't risk their mortgage over it. And now they can't. Now they've been prevented by Congress. Well, there are other bans in the works, Mark, including a smoking ban in, is it Omaha?
Omaha, yeah.
I guess the ban's already been enacted, though, right? I mean,
right.
It's in law. There's
this
news about it, though.
This one's strange. It's from, News 6, WOWT.com. Omaha's new smoking ban does not go into effect until Monday, that's today, but there are already questioning a police directive that could strain the city's resources. Jobbers Canyon, a restaurant and brewery in Old Market, is just one of the thousands of city businesses where people will not be allowed to smoke as of Monday. The police say that if you see someone smoking there or anywhere else where it's not allowed, you should call 911. To some Omaha residents, that just doesn't add up.
I guess... I'm shocked that the police would come out with something like that. They really must be ready to crack down on this.
Well, I
guess there's not much going on in Omaha, huh?
I would imagine there's quite a bit going on in Omaha, but...
That is a somewhat large city, isn't it?
I guess if you find somebody breaking the law, yes, it is.
Yeah.
If you find somebody breaking the law, how else are you going to get a hold of the police?
Well, there's a regular police number.
Yeah, but you just get bureaucrats then. I mean, they're not ready to respond.
There are bureaucrats that answer the phone on the emergency line. I always was told that 911 was for emergencies only. You don't call 911 if somebody's jaywalking.
Well, it's apparently an emergency if you're breaking the law.
I guess. Are there some quotes from the cops? Because I'd love to hear them justify this.
Well, according to Jobbers Canyon's owner, Ryan Barucci, I think it will be a strain on the system. Barucci is also frustrated that the ban will give 5-year exemptions to standalone bars, like Kino and Horseman's Park, but he says, as far as enforcement is concerned, most businesses will handle it in-house. And I'm sure that's true, but now, apparently his restaurant isn't standalone, so he has to...
it's like in a strip mall or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I guess that they share some walls with other businesses, so therefore they can't smoke? I don't know.
Smoke goes through walls. Huh?
There's part of customer service. We need to work with our clients and appreciate the fact that we're abiding by laws and we need to enforce them, he said. But what happens if a customer does call 911? The smoking violation would come in as a priority 3 call, which is low on the emergency chain. That means that police officers will respond when they have time, possibly taking an hour or more.
Mm-hmm.
Similar calls include accidents where no one is injured, which I find interesting. You know,
how do they know?
What, that no one's injured?
That no one's been injured.
Well, they ask you that.
Okay.
Is anyone injured?
I guess.
And so I guess the short answer to that is, yes, I think so.
You want to get them out there.
Oh, sorry. No, I was mistaken. Thought I saw something red.
Yeah.
Mark Welsh of Gasp of Nebraska says, a few weeks from now, it's going to be old news. Welsh has been spearheading a smoking ban for years. Even though he agrees with OPD's directive to call 911, he does not expect many people to follow it. The vast majority of this will be handled by the business owner, Welsh said. Ask them to put out the cigarette, and if they refuse, they'll ask them to leave. Under the new law, businesses...
Yeah, because the businesses will get the fine, right?
Yeah.
That's how it typically is.
Well, typically, but it's difficult to say. I mean, they're not reporting that.
Hmm.
Under the new law, businesses that violate the smoking ban get a warning the first time. Apparently, they are reporting that. For the first time about the law, including a complete list of businesses where smoking is allowed.
Oh, great. So you can hand that list to your customer that wants to smoke in your bar? Well, sir, you can't smoke here, but if you go down the street to Johnny's bar, you can smoke down there.
For the next 5 years.
Oh, okay. Then they're out, huh? They're going to ban them?
Yeah. Okay. It's an interesting way to pass a law. Yeah, well, let's decide how we want to do this 5 years from now, because then it doesn't really hurt people. You know, they're not feeling the pain right now.
Those people. Those few individuals that are standalone businesses. I'm going to try to dig up some more information on this ban. 800-259-9231, and if you're in the area, want to comment, or anywhere else where there's a smoking ban, love to hear from you. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo, meaning that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean, and you can join the Shrine as well if you are a lady listener. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com for all the details. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for a show that doesn't dumb down the content for the slowest person in the class? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's loud, fast, and smart. Unless you hear it, you'll never know if you're the slowest person. There's only one way to find out. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
So talking about the new Omaha smoking ban. This isn't Nebraska-wide. It's just in Omaha, apparently.
Makes you want to move out to the suburbs.
And apparently...
Which is where the smokers will go to eat anyway.
I guess so. Well, now, according to your report earlier, Mark, the Omaha Police Department is suggesting that people should call 911 if they notice someone smoking in an unallowed location. And, in fact, the locations where smoking has been banned are virtually every public place. Apparently, the law will make smoking illegal in almost every public place, with the exception of standalone bars, Horseman's Park, and places where Keno is offered. Now, I don't know what Horseman's Park is.
I don't even know what Keno is. It's a game of some sort, right?
Keno is some sort of a gambling game. So, some gambling game that's okay with the government, I guess. I don't know. Horseman's Park, if you live in Omaha, I'd like to know what that is. Is it like an internal inside area, or is it an outdoor park? It sounds like they've actually banned smoking outdoors as well. I'm not too sure about that. Businesses operating, guess who the freedom fighter is in this case?
Mr. Welsh?
With friends like these, freedom doesn't need any enemies. Get this. Omaha, lawsuit to stop Omaha's new smoking ban will push ahead, a tavern owner said on Wednesday. This is KETV in Omaha. On Tuesday, Judge John Hartigan rejected an appeal for an injunction from the owner of Omaha Tavern, the Marylebone. Her lawyers argued that the ban is unfair because it gives a 5-year exemption to bars that don't sell food or that offer Keno. So she's not suing based on the fact that this is just unconstitutional and a violation of your right to pursue liberty, life, and the, you know, the pursuit of happiness.
It's my business. I should be able to do whatever I want in it. And if I want to allow people to smoke in my business, that's what I should be able to do. If that alienates non-smokers, well, that's my choice.
Yeah.
I should be able to choose to alienate non-smokers or smokers.
That's a sensible point to come from on, Mark, and I agree with that. But get this. Omaha's smoking ban set to take effect today. It did go into effect. Businesses that are exempted, the few that are, will have to comply within 5 years. Marylebone owner Shelley Hugg said on Wednesday that she'll continue to fight what she and her lawyer call a partial smoking ban. Hugg said she doesn't know why her bar and grill should be treated differently from a similar place with Keno. Quote, this is not about, well, maybe because the Keno operators have more money and they lobbied heavier or something. That's just my opinion. She says, this is not about smoking. This is not about the right to smoke. This is not about the right for bar owners to do whatever they want in their place. Oof, wouldn't want to stand up for that now,
God knows.
This is solely about fairness to corporations? That's what it's about? Fairness to corporations. Fairness to an entity that only exists on a piece of paper. That's what a corporation is.
She doesn't get it, does she?
No, she clearly doesn't get it. And this is Omaha's freedom fighter here. This is the one person who has bothered to step forward with a lawsuit and fight this.
It's about people's right to do business. And that's what it is. It's a right to do business. It's my right to interact with you and give you money for a good or service.
She has decided that this is not about that. This is about the fairness to a file folder. Because what a corporation is, you may look at Walmart and Target and all these companies and think they are corporations. No, not the case. They are companies being run by individuals who filed paperwork in order to incorporate. The incorporation is what created the corporation. It's a file folder sitting somewhere in a bureau, in a filing cabinet, that says, we are a corporation registered with the state of Nebraska or the state of Nevada or whatever. That's all a corporation is. She's saying she wants her file folder to be treated the same way as other file folders. And if you're going to ban all file folders from allowing smoking in their restaurants, then you're going to ban some file folders, then all file folders should be treated equally. That's what she's saying.
Fairness for file folders.
In fact, Hugg said she wouldn't mind a smoking ban if it just applied to everyone equally. Hugg said she and her attorney plan to continue the lawsuit against the city.
Tyranny's fine with me as long as everybody's treated just as tyrannically.
Yep. That's it. There you go, Nebraska. Hope you're happy. 1-800-259-9231. I don't know what else to say to this. It's just so despicable what they're doing to cigarette smokers. And I have never once smoked a cigarette in my life. To be fair, there was one time where I was smoking a joint with this guy who was from Italy. And I didn't make the connection in advance that, if you're from Europe, you always put tobacco in your marijuana cigarettes.
Why would you do that?
It's what they do, man. First of all, they rarely smoke marijuana in Europe. They smoke hash for the most part. But if you're going to smoke marijuana, they always add it together with tobacco. Just what they do.
Mm.
And so I didn't know. He passed that thing to me, and I took a hit off of it.
Blah.
I was a little surprised. Yeah, it was quite disgusting. So that was my only encounter with tobacco.
Well, it's like, even if you do smoke, it's still like getting a swig of Pepsi when you thought you were going to drink milk.
Is it?
That's always a surprise.
Okay. Well, so it's not like I'm a smoker and I'm really upset because my freedom to smoke and business locations has been taken away. Not at all. I'm in this fight because I care about freedom. All freedoms applying to everybody. Even if the freedom doesn't affect me, whether it's taken away or not, I could argue that it doesn't affect me. I don't go to bars. I don't smoke cigarettes. But it does affect me because in the long run, the fact that these individuals can be persecuted for doing something that's a totally consensual act, and there's two parties consenting here. There's the business owner who's consenting to allowing people smoking in his or her business, and then there's the party who's decided to consent to putting smoke in their lungs. And there's all the other parties who've come into that business voluntarily knowing that there's going to be smoke in that establishment.
Right. You know, and there are plenty of restaurants out there that don't have smoke in them. For one, I would say every fast food chain doesn't allow smoking.
No, I've never seen it.
Anywhere. I remember a long time ago they used to have the little tinfoil ashtrays.
Yeah, I remember seeing those at Burger King.
Yeah, but they don't. It wasn't big news to me when they stopped allowing smoking in Burger King. But
it was a decision on the business owner's part,
right? As it should be. So to think that other restaurants that could not choose to have smoking is ludicrous. I think most family type restaurants, buffets, things
totally.
Like that, don't allow. My experience is they don't allow smoking.
We're talking about mostly bars, though, here, I think, in this case. So I guess the bars are the only ones that are fighting it. It's a ban in all public places.
A lot of people, there's a lot of people out there that only smoke when they drink, period. I don't know what the percentage of smoking population is. I've heard that smokers are between 20 and 25% of the population, but I don't know if that's people that, because if somebody asks me, are you a smoker? I have a difficult time answering the question.
Well.
Because I smoke one cigar or, well, now it's closer to two, but one or two cigars a day.
Right.
And it's always right before I go to sleep. As you can tell, I take a nap because I get up kind of early to do calls for the show. Mm-hmm. And then I before the show.
And you don't want to have to explain this to everybody that asks you if you smoke.
Right. So, you know, I mean, I don't. Do I smoke cigarettes, 20 cigarettes a day? No, absolutely not.
Not even one cigarette a day.
No, generally, I can't tell you the last time I smoked a cigarette, but if I did it, it would be at a bar.
And is smoking a cigar equivalent to smoking a certain amount of cigarettes? Yeah, you could say yes because of volume of smoke, but you could also say no because it doesn't have the chemicals that cigarettes do, right?
Right, and the health concerns are still left to me because this ban doesn't affect smoking in your home. I can still smoke wherever I am, you know, at my house.
Given time.
Right, but it doesn't affect that. So, I mean, they're not concerned about my health. They're concerned about other people's or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, me bringing them into contact with my awful smoke. So, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's so ridiculous.
These smoking ban
advocates...
It's my
bar. I should be able to let people smoke in it if I want to.
These smoking ban advocates believe that if your bar is open to the public or whatever your establishment
is... That it belongs to the public. And that's wrong.
Yes, it is. The whole thing is
screwy. If the public pays my mortgage, that's fine.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be the smoking ban or cop killers. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the show is to buy some stuff. We've got shirts, Free Talk Live hats, Free Talk Live classic archives on DVD sets for you, and more all there at the Free Talk Live store, store.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. That's store.freetalklive.com. So, I don't know. I don't have anything else on this cigarette ban. It's just insanity, and it's just so sad. You know what? I do have something else. Not specifically on the cigarette ban, but just the lack of response from individuals in this country. People just don't care, do they? They just don't care. And apparently the smokers don't care either. And I guess none of these bar owners who are really affected by this ban, more so I would say than any other business, I guess a lot of these bar owners don't care. Maybe none of them are cigarette smokers. I mean, why is it that nobody has stepped forward to actually engage in some consistent civil disobedience on this issue? Like, for instance, inviting smokers to come to your bar, light up, smoke in your bar, and then when they come to you with your little $50 fine or whatever, tell them to flip off. And then when they come back with their $500 fine or whatever it is the next step up is, you can tell them to flip off again.
That's what makes it so tough, though, Ian, because at some point they're going to shut down your business, your way of making money. And so many people live hand to mouth, or they're a couple of months away from poverty. You're asking a lot of people.
I don't know if I'm asking that much. I'm just asking for somebody to stand up for what they believe in. That's all. I mean, it would seem that if somebody had the courage to stand up and disobey this smoking ban, that they would maybe encourage others to get behind them on this. Of course, then again, considering nobody ever does anything anymore in defense of freedom, maybe it wouldn't happen, and maybe they would just be taken down and their business destroyed. But theoretically, it could happen. Theoretically, if it was my bar and I decided I wanted to be civilly disobedient and I invited smokers in, they might like that idea, considering, I don't know, I guess most of these don't actually have punishments for the smoker themselves. It's a punishment to be enacted on the bar.
Which is the smart way to do it on the side of the tyrants.
So the smokers themselves wouldn't be at risk, per se, as far as they wouldn't have to be afraid of being arrested. So you should be able to get somebody to come in and participate in a civil disobedience like that, in which case they should keep coming back to help you, keep bringing business back to your bar, because you're the only one in town with the courage to allow smoking underneath a smoking ban.
Well, what about smoking in places where somebody wouldn't be so financially destroyed by it?
Some bar owners must have a decent amount of wealth.
I'm sure some of them do, but those people aren't going to.
They don't want to put it on the line.
Right, put it on the line for smokers. What about, I don't know, government buildings? It seems like such an inappropriate place to smoke, but nobody can go. The only person that can get in trouble is the smoker there.
Hmm. Yeah, there may actually already
remember
be.
The guy. I can't remember what was it, Indianapolis, or I can't remember the one guy who smoked right in the city council meeting.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. I mean, he just lit right
Eric
up there.
Eric Timmerman was his name.
Yeah, that was his name.
The only reason I know is because somebody put it on our wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com.
Mm.
They put a picture of him doing it.
Well, I mean, God bless him.
Yeah.
You know, he just smoked right there.
He's the only guy we've ever heard of in the 4 years that we've been reporting on various smoking bans. Remember the first show we ever did? It's archived on our website. If you go down to the very bottom of the front page at freetalklive.com, the first show we ever did, we were talking about the Florida smoking ban.
And we lost that one, too.
Yep. So we've been talking about smoking bans going into effect ever since the very first episode of Free Talk Live. And that guy, Eric Timmerman, is the only man who has ever stepped forward and really done a great act of civil disobedience.
Yeah, that we've heard of.
Okay, to be fair, I think there was an incident where Drew Carey, the comedian, actually, I guess, smoked it at one of his performances or something like that. But, I mean, he's Drew Carey, right?
And he enjoyed the, you know, he was on stage, and that kind of changes things a little bit.
We need to go to the phones, to the fun. Dead Meat in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I got so much stuff on my mind, but first thing I want to point out is the guy who called Saturday night about the police shutting down that portion of Lakeland.
Yeah.
Where they found the guy was actually 100 yards from the actual shooting. Now, you figure you have 500 cops in the area, scouting the area, and the guy hit for a good portion of the day only 100 yards from the spot where he shot the cop.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, and then also, I was watching the news. I saw one portion where the cops were actually shooting at something by a building. Well, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was a dog.
Because he wasn't found by a building.
Right, they didn't find this guy by a building.
No, and actually the newscaster said, well, we need to cut out now and refresh our buffer so that way we can edit out stuff in case something's happening. And this is at the showing cops shooting at something. So they cut it out real quick. I ran commercials and did their little, what is it, the little buffer deal.
Okay, a bumper, a recap or something? I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. The little censorship buffer.
So what do you think about all this? I mean, I don't know. I'd hesitate to say that this guy did anything. Nobody's ever tried him in a court. I mean, he's not ever going to be tried now. He's got, apparently, according to news reports, he's got 68 bullet wounds. That guy's dead meat.
Yeah, well, he's dead.
To use your name. So, yeah, I mean, what do you think about this? Do you think the cops should be able to just draw down on somebody that they believe shot a cop and take him out? I mean, they're essentially acting as judge and jury here, and executioner.
It is, and it's very sad. And that's why I keep lots and lots of magazines for my AK-47 in my room.
That way you can go down in a hail of gunfire as well, huh, Dead Meat?
That's right. You know, I think those guys that did that Hollywood shootout, you know, they actually did a really crappy job of it, too. You know how many cops they could have taken out, and they only wounded 6 and wounded 5 civilians? That was a really sad job.
Well, I don't know if I want to encourage that sort of behavior. I mean, they were robbing banks.
I can't say that. It seems to me, here's the point of view that I'm looking at it from. The cops believe that they have a guy here who has shot 2 police officers. One of them he killed.
Right.
In an execution-style killing, so they claim. Not that that matters. They certainly executed this guy.
Well, they'll claim whenever they want because they won't show us the autopsy picture.
Well, I don't think that there's going to be much to show with as many bullet wounds as this guy took. And I thought it was more than 68, honestly.
There were 68 hits. They took over 110 shots at.
Yeah, that's the number I remember. So they took 110 shots, and they hit almost a little over half the time.
Yeah.
So
it's not easy to aim, necessarily.
But the guy had a gun, and he was hiding behind a log or something
allegedly.
Like that.
He allegedly apparently had the gun of the officer that he had wounded or killed. Did he kill an officer?
Yeah, he killed an officer and wounded an officer.
Yeah, so he allegedly had a cop's gun. Thug.
Well, you know, if I saw somebody who... I mean, the thing is if you're the officer and you say, hey, come out with your hands up there, Gerard, or whatever his name was... I mean, what's he going to do? He's already shot a cop. He's just going to turn on you and let loose. I think
exactly.
I'd rather just smoke him.
Dead Meat, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Well, get this. Even though the AP article...
The problem here is the drug war. I mean, this is...
Yeah,
this
that's
is
why
about,
he stopped, right?
This is about drugs, and that's what it's about. And if we didn't have the drug war going on, these 2 cops wouldn't have gotten shot, one of them killed.
This is so insane, by the way. I want to know from... I wish we had a Lakeland affiliate, and by the way, we're working on getting one, but I wish I could know what it was like to be in this manhunt area. According to this AP article, Freeland's death... Freeland was one of the police officers. Freeland was the guy that was shot. ended a nearly 24-hour manhunt that forced schools to lock down. We heard about that part. But I didn't realize that families were being forced to stay indoors. They locked down the entire area? They wouldn't allow people to come and go? Because they were looking for some guy?
Well,
You're going to shut down my freedom to travel? Because you're on a manhunt? That's pretty disgusting to me. Like, I'm shocked by that.
If it was a murderer, there's a murderer on the loose. Please stay in your house.
I'll take my chances. I got business to take care of.
There's 100 cops out there with itchy trigger fingers. Do you really want to be clomping around?
Well, I understand that there's risks and everything, but if you're a business person, you've got stuff to take care of. You got things to do. You don't want to sit around while the cops poke around outside to make sure that everything's cool.
They're probably, if they see a car going by, they're going to think it's Freeland trying to get away.
I suppose so, but it just seems like it seems totally unnecessary to me, especially as
the unnecessary part is the drug war.
Especially as Dead Meat pointed out that the guy was 100 feet away from where he had originally
that's
run.
That's certainly
run
funny.
And by the way, get the officer's spokesperson's response
to this.
100
yards.
100 yards, whatever. Anyway, get the response here. You have to understand, he'd already shot and killed a deputy, and he'd already shot and killed a canine, and he shot and injured another deputy. Quite frankly, we weren't taking any chances. Well, wait a minute. Whoa, at least the article gets it right, and you would think that law enforcers would be able to do their jobs correctly here. The article gets it right and says, suspect. He was a suspect, allegedly, who shot police officers. I haven't seen any evidence that he was guilty of this crime. The cops certainly thought he was, which is a little disturbing to me as well. Hour number two is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Glenn's on the line in Missouri. Your calls about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.